An Oaks Man Arrested by the FBI. A book causing a stir in Valley City. And these are the latest stories from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jamie Dickerman reporting. An Oaks man arrested by the FBI charged in federal court with five crimes, including computer fraud, abuse, extortion, and harassment. 50-year-old Thomas Dorscher facing up to 32 years in prison and over $1 million in fines if convicted for his role in a conspiracy to make threats and launch computerized attacks on three Utah businesses with goals of overwhelming and disabling their servers. The indictment claims Dorscher ran the criminal operation out of his basement in Oaks. Dorscher called the charges against him bogus during his initial court appearance at the federal courthouse Friday. He'll remain in custody at least till Tuesday when a detention hearing is scheduled. The book Let's Talk About It, A Teenage Guide to Sex, Relationships, and How to Be a Human Being has raised a few eyebrows in Valley City since the first story about its existence ran back in September of 2022. On Friday, Hildy Van Gissel, the president of the board of directors of Valley City Public Library, says unauthorized graphic images from the book have been distributed in a flyer claiming it was created by the library. She said that's fake news. She said if you have an issue with the book, patrons have to follow their reconsideration policy.
We want to make sure that our audience knows, that the people in Valley City know, is that this is not endorsed in any way or shape or form by the public library. We consistently have asked that if people have a problem with an item in the book, if they please can simply follow our reconsideration policy.
The issue will be addressed as an agenda item during the upcoming Barnes County Board of Commissioners meeting on Tuesday. North Dakota Game and Fish Department urging anglers and other outdoor enthusiasts to use extreme caution when venturing out on the ice. North Dakota Game and Fish outreach biologist Doug Lear said people are out ice fishing with some reports of 3 to 5 inch ice, but to use extreme caution. For more on these and other stories, log on to NewsDakota.com.